Have you ever played peekaboo with a little kid? You know, you play peekaboo, right? It's often entertaining, and not only for the adult, but for the kid, it's very entertaining. To them, it's amazing. Because to them, it's how is it that you appear and you disappear all of a sudden? You know, it's strange to look at children. I love to look at children and see how they see the world, because it often gives us a glance of our own lives, our own spiritual lives as well. And how they develop oftentimes shows us a glimpse of how we continue to develop in our own lives. For a kid, you know, if you played, my niece is about 4 and a half, and she loves to drag my parents to play hide and seek. And for kids, when they play hide and seek, it's interesting. If they cannot see you, they assume you cannot see them, right? If they're covered up, there's no way that they think you can see them. You see, their whole world revolves around themselves. It's very self-centered, to the point that if they cannot see you, they assume you cannot see them. But then they continue to grow, right? And you take them maybe to the first day of school. And for them, or not the first day of school, maybe you take them to go play. And for a moment, they do not know where you are. And they cry, they freak out, right? They start to use their own sight, rely on the sight of their parents, that they are with them, that they're with them. When they go to the first day of school, it develops. They're able to not see their parents, to trust that they will come back later on. Maybe it takes a few days to get used to it, but sooner or later, they no longer use purely their own sight, that they have to see you to know you're with them, or they have to see you to know that you'll be back. They start to trust in a different way. Oftentimes in our lives, we like to know why, don't we? The problem is not that we want to know why, is that we need to know why. That's what kills us. It's okay to ask why. Why does this happen in the world? Why does this happen to me? But what really kills us, what really eats at us, is our insistence that we need to know it now, that we have to know it. In today's gospel, Jesus says, what can we compare the kingdom of God to? What can we compare the kingdom of God to? He compares it to a mustard seed. We've heard this many times, a mustard seed. How do we see the kingdom of God? Or how does the kingdom of God come before us? How does God present himself towards us in our lives? It always goes by this principle, the mustard seed principle, that goes from the very small, the smallest, to the very greatest. An often very slow and gradual process. But that's life, isn't it? That it's often in the small, a slow, gradual process that God works in all of our lives. We see it with our children as they start to develop. We see it in plants or the mustard seed. But it's our insistence to know why at that moment that really, I think, is that tension we each hold in our hearts. But how did God come into the world? God did not come into the world in a very flashy way. Some thought God would come into the world with the flaming chariots coming down from heaven. But how did God come into the world? He appeared in the world to a very small 14-year-old in Bethlehem. where no one else was looking. And Jesus Christ, he came into the world in a very small way, very slow, gradual process, 32 years before he entered in his ministry until we really see his life and ministry. A slow, gradual process. But that's how God works. But do we trust in it? We walk by faith and not by sight, it tells us. And so as children grow up, we start to walk by faith and not by sight. We don't need to know our parents are there. We trust and have faith that they will come. We do what we can and then we let go. But how often in our lives, still today, we still have to walk by sight. Maybe not physical sight, of seeing it right before us, but maybe in our imagination that it can be done in the future. And when we can't see that, we despair. So do you walk by sight in your life? Does it bring you anxiety, sadness, worry? But God doesn't call us to walk by sight, walk by faith. And what is faith? Faith is doing what we can, knowing it might be small, but then entrusting it to the mercy and providence of God. In doing that, then we enter into the salvation of the world. We participate in it. And that is what God is calling each of us to. Do you have the courage to do the small things in your life? The small nudges, maybe by the Holy Spirit, that you know you should do, but you don't. Because you say, well, it won't really matter. What good would that do? Are you always looking at the big picture, where everyone else is looking? Maybe on the news. But again, God works not as we do. He usually works in the small things that turn great, and a slow and gradual process. Are we willing to participate with that? So as you come before the Eucharist today, again, where no one else would look for Christ in the ordinary bread, that we will see the body of Christ. As you come before him, ask him for the strength to trust in him, to trust that the little things in your life mean something. As we sacrifice those times, those anxieties, our strengths, our anxieties, as we sacrifice it to him, we participate in his own sacrifice in the Mass. And as we receive that in our lives, it nurtures and sustains us so that we can go out once again and be that small symbol of God in the world. So that us, just you, like a mustard seed, will one day, who knows, like the great saints, will change the world. Amen.